Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
Hey, you. Thanks for pressing play. Thanks for being here. Thank you for giving me your time, your energy, your attention. Like, attention is the greatest gift you can give somebody. You give me your attention. I honor that. I cherish that. This episode is going to be a real one. Just like every episode in the Trent Shelton Podcast, this is an episode that I want you to share. Make sure you hit me up on social media. Share it. Tag me at Trent Shelton, at Trent Shelton Podcast. Make sure you do this because somebody you know needs it. So be a hero in their life. This episode is important because so many people in real time, like in the last month, have hit me up about this same topic. I'm seeing this a lot right now, and I feel like there's an energy around this, and so many people are trying to get through it, trying to overcome it, trying to deal with it. Like, how do I get through this trend? How do I deal with this? Have you ever dealt with this? And my answer is yes. I deal with this a lot, and what this is something I call, it's not a clinical term, this is a made-up term by me, but I call it plateau depression. And plateau depression is when you feel like you've hit a peak in your life. When you feel like, even if I'm successful or not, I still feel like I hit a peak and there's nothing more to my life. So when I feel like there's nothing more to my life, it triggers hopelessness. It triggers depression. It triggers sadness because I feel like my life is over. Even though I'm successful, I still feel like my life is over. It's something I also call, and we'll talk about this in a later podcast episode, something I call post-success depression, which means that you climbed a mountain, you hit a peak. Whatever that mountain is, it could be, I climbed the mountain of getting married and I hit the peak, or I always wanted to be a mother. I'm a mother now. I hit the peak, or a father, or I built this business. I hit the peak, and you get to the top of the peak. And for a period of time, right, your cape was flapping in the wind. You're feeling like Superman or Superwoman. But then it comes to a point like, man, I still want to climb. Like, life is about the climb, y'all. And I've been here where I'm like, okay, I've hit this peak and I appreciate it, but I still want to climb. I still want to elevate. I still want to grow. When something's not growing, we know that it's dying. Creativity is dying. My hunger is dying. And I have no challenge. And when we have no challenge in our life, healthy challenges, let me be clear about that. When we have no healthy challenges in our life, we feel as if our life is over. We feel as if this is it. That this is it syndrome. This is all it is to my life. Like, this is it. I'm just going to be this title and this is it. And even though that title has served you, has brought you excitement, has brought you goodness, maybe it's brought you success, you feel like there's nothing more. And as a human, when we get to this place of there's nothing more, we start to lose our drive. And we start to lose our drive, we start to just exist. And we start to just exist, we start to question our existence. We start to question, why am I even here? We start to question, man, do I even matter? Do you feel me? Maybe I'm just alone in this conversation right now. I don't know if you feel me. If you feel me, just shake your head. Even though I can't see you, I can feel your energy. Just let me know on social media. But we start to ask these questions like, do I even matter? Like, what's my purpose? Why am I even here? I know that I'm a mom. I know that I'm a dad. I know that I'm a great person that's doing these great things. I know I have I climbed the corporate ladder. I know I've done these amazing things, but is this it? Because I feel like there's nothing more to my life. And even though you enjoy those things, maybe you don't anymore, but even though there was a time you enjoyed it, or maybe you still enjoy it, you feel as if there's no challenge or drive to your life. And it triggers plateau depression. So I want to talk to you today about how to deal with this. I'm going to give you some real life examples of my own life, of where I deal with this now at times. Am I just going to create these videos? Am I just going to be a speaker? Am I just going to be this or that? Because me as a human being, yes, complacency is needed in your life for certain things, a healthy complacency, but there's also a healthy complacency where it's like, I don't want to just do this for the rest of my life. Like, I want to be able to challenge myself. I want to be able to grow. That's why you see the athlete that just walks away from sports and you're like, why did you walk away from sports? You're crazy. You left all that on the table. You still have some more on the table. But you didn't realize that person didn't want to be at the table no more. That person had the drive and the hunger to start a new table because maybe that table had some underlying things, some stress, some depression that you didn't see. Maybe that table killed their drive and their hunger. You see the person that walks away from the high-paying job, you're like, why would you do that? You see the music artist no longer creating music. Why would you do that? You see the person that has the beautiful life and you see them still still complaining about their life. Like, why would you complain? You have everything. But as we know, with peace, if I have no peace, I have nothing. If I have no challenge in my life, I have no excitement. And a lot of us, what we're doing and what we're experiencing is that we're missing excitement in our life. And what plateau depression does, or it says that, man, I have no more creativity. Or it moves you away from your creativity and you're no longer being creative. And I would propose this idea, whether it's true or not, I believe it's true, that creativity is medicine to your soul. Creativity is medicine to your soul. We were created by the ultimate creator. And the good word, it says, be Christ-like. Be like our creator, even though that's mission impossible, right? You know, we can try our best to. We will never be God. But I believe that if we're in his image and likeness, then creating is a big part of that. You know, creating things and ideas, and that's when we feel most alive. Like, think about your life. Think about the times where you felt most alive. Were you just stuck in the same routine? Or were you challenging yourself? Even if you wasn't successful, even if you failed or you stumbled, but you felt most alive because you felt like you had something to go for. You felt like you had something to shoot for. You felt like there was something that was igniting your drive inside of you. The idea that you could be something, the idea that there were more to your life. And I want to give you this mantra that you've heard me say a million times, but I want to give you this mantra to use to trigger, right, your creativity, to trigger the spark that there is more to your life. And my mantra, when I'm going through my plateau depression, is simply this. My current situation, you already know where I'm about to go with this. My current situation is not my final destination. Right, there's more. And I'm telling myself that, I almost tell myself every single day. Like, bro, there's more. I'm going to say something here that's, we're even moving to my first idea for you that I want to present to you. And I'm going to say something here that goes against what most people say, that goes against a lot of personal development, that goes against a lot of the influencer culture. And don't take it out of full context with this, but it's real. I'm going to tell you right now to break the routine. If you're experiencing plateau depression, break the routine. Because some of us have a routine that has worked for our success, but it's not working for our soul. Woo! Woo! That's a bar right there. I need y'all to quote that one. I need y'all to share that one. Some of us have a routine, and I've been guilty of this too. We have a routine that is working for our success, but it's not working for our soul. And I wouldn't even call that a routine. I would call that a prison. And I've been there, where I'm doing the same thing every single day, because routines are important, right? Routines are everything. And they are. They are to an extent. If you show me your routine, I'll show you your life, for sure. But we're doing the same thing every single day. That routine that doesn't challenge us no more. That routine that doesn't serve us no more. That routine that doesn't help us no more. Some of our routines are outdated. They served us for a certain season of our life, but they're no longer serving us anymore. And some of us, we're so afraid to break the routine because we don't know what comes with it. We're so used to the same routine, but yet If you listen to your complaints are telling you this routine isn't working for my soul. Yeah, this routine is keeping me safe. But being safe isn't always where you need to be. Some of you need to be unsafe in a way of challenging yourself. Some of you need to get outside the box. Some of you need to get outside your comfort zone to find some different creativity, to find a different version of yourself, to find a new routine that serves you for this season of your life that you're in. Some of our routines are outdated, and I'm gonna tell you that. Some people won't tell you that because it's sexy to say, hey, make sure you have the morning routine. Make sure you do this and do this every single day. I get it. I know certain routines never change because they work for you, but there's certain things you have to change because certain things are no longer working for you. So break the routine. Switch it up. Don't be afraid to switch it up. I've had to do that so many times where I'm like, man, yes, this is working for my success, but it's not working for my soul. I'm switching it up. Some of you heard me record my podcast in nature. You know where that came from? Me switching it up, because the routine of me walking into my office and recording a podcast, it just wasn't serving my soul no more. I didn't feel any energy, any passion. So I told myself, I'm going out in nature. I'm making nature my office. You read that in Protect Your Peace. And that served my soul. That routine served my soul. I'm back in my office right now, or I go back and forth. But me experiencing that gave me a new experience in my life where I'm like, oh man, there's a different type of energy out here. Like, I'm going to go seek this type of energy. So first thing I want to tell you is check your routines. Are they outdated? Are they boring? Is any excitement around it? Right? The excitement of, man, like, I know this is a scary excitement, but the excitement of, man, I could fail doing this. I love that excitement. I love trying something different. Like, I could actually fail doing this, but cool. At least it's igniting a drive. It's igniting a passion. It's igniting a different type of energy inside me where I feel more alive. Some of us, we don't feel alive because we doing routines that literally are dead. You know, we can do it with our eyes closed. We like zombies. We like robots. Some of our routines are literally keeping us as robots. And you forgot that you're human. You need some novelty in your life. You need some creativity. You need some challenging. You need these things in your life. You need it. Because it sparks the idea that there's more out there. Right? You ignite something inside of you that says, wow, there's actually more. Even though it's scary as hell, because I don't know, it doesn't keep me safe no more by breaking this routine, but it's more out there. So number one, I gotta challenge you with that. I gotta challenge you to break the routine if you hit a plateau. Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
And listen, I want to reiterate this. There's things that have made you successful. Successful mom, successful dad, you got a beautiful routine. Right? Certain times you do this and do that, and everything's organized. And listen, I know we have to have structure in our life, but I'm going to be real. I said this to a friend the other day and they laughed, but it's true. Everybody doesn't work like this. I know we're different human beings, but for some of you out there, you need to have some structured chaos. That's my routine. It's structured chaos. Yeah, I got structure because I know structure like will help me move to where I need to go. I can't just be winging it all the time, but it's structured chaos. I put chaos into my structure. Meaning that, yeah, I know I'm going to record a video today. That's the structure. But the chaos is, man, we just going to shoot from the hip today. I know I'm recording a video today, but the chaos is we're going to be in a different environment today, a different environment that we never be in. That's an example for you. So some of you need some structured chaos to bring that excitement, to bring that challenge back into your soul. Because again, we can't hit a peak. When we hit a peak, we meant to hit peaks in our life and climb, but we're not meant to stay at those peaks. You got to climb a new mountain. You got to create a new mountain. Some of you have to create a new mountain right now, a new challenge, healthy, in a healthy way in your life right now. Okay, so that's number one, break the routine. Number two, piggybacks off of number one, like create some new experiences. If you feel like you hit a plateau, create some new experiences. I know you might not be able to, maybe you can, maybe you can't, to travel. But I would encourage you to do something different. Get in a different environment. Get around some different energy. Get around some different people. Even if you're not a people person like me, I challenge myself to get around different people. When I go travel, I'm blessed enough to be able to travel as a speaker, as a communicator, but I love it when I go to a different city because it sparks ideas. Like we have a running joke in my family. Every time I'm in a different city, I come up with these crazy ideas and my team loves it. Like, hey, go out there because we know you're going to come back on fire to do something different. And I can't pinpoint like what exactly it is. It's just cities and different places. It gets me out of my norm. Right? It helps me break the norm. It gets me in different, especially New York City. Like I would never live in New York City, no diss to New York. I would never live there, but I love going there because it ignites something. And you know, if you've been, it ignites dreams. It ignites passion. It ignites, man, like, okay, it ignites some drive in you. And so I love to create new experiences. Like stepping outside of your comfort zone and trying new activities can open up new avenues you haven't considered before. When's the last time you tried something new? In whatever plateau you're feeling in your life, maybe it's your marriage. When's the last time you tried something new? Maybe it's as a parent in parenthood. When's the last time you tried something new? Maybe it's with your job. When's the last time you tried something new? Maybe it's with your business. When's the last time you have tried something new? Me recording this episode, this is a new topic. I am trying something new right now, and I love it because it's challenging me. It's putting me in a different place mentally. It's bringing a different energy. You probably can hear it right now through my soul. But when is the last time you have tried something new? This can be as simple as trying a new hobby. It can be simple as that. You ain't got to do nothing crazy. Try a new hobby. Or significant as traveling to a new place. Because environments hold energy. I talk about that in Protect Your Peace, and I will stand on that. Environments hold energy. I just went to the Drake and J. Cole concert in OKC. And I always go to concerts because it creates a different environment and energy for me. It does something, right? And even if I don't really like the artist or agree with the artist all the time, but like I like being in different environments. It might be a sports game I go to. It might be, you know, the list goes on. Like, I love to seek different environments because it sparks something in my brain. It sparks my creativity. It challenges my creativity or opens up my creativity in a way that sitting in my house every single day doesn't do it. In a way that doing the same routine every single day doesn't do it. And so, yeah, I went to the concert in OKC. I drove like 2 hours and 30 minutes up north, up 35 from Dallas, Fort Worth area. And I came back on fire this past week because the energy in there, the environment in there, meeting people that knew me, that let me know, hey, bro, keep doing what you do. Like, you need to be out there. And it just gave me some different energy. Some of us, we need some different energy in our life. I know we're protecting our energy. I talk about that in the book, but sometimes we protect our energy too much and we don't experience new different energy. Like, let me talk about that. Like, protecting your energy doesn't mean that you shut yourself off from the world necessarily. It means that, okay, you're protecting your energy that you have in a way that you need, but also you got to understand that you got to go experience some new energy at times. Get into some new environments at times, okay? So that's number two. Number three, for me, is that when I'm going through these moments of plateau depression, I go on a mission, like a wolf. I go on a mission to seek inspiration. I go seek it. I'll go watch YouTube. Again, I will go to events. I will pick up a book. I will listen to podcasts. I will have conversations with people. I will make phone calls. You know what I mean? I'll call people that I look up to, that maybe they gave me their number and I never took advantage of actually hitting them up. I'll hit them up or I'll send them a text. But I am on the hunt for inspirations. So I would challenge you, like, look for stories of people who have made significant changes in their life. That's one of the big things for me, is that I'll find somebody who made a pivot. I'll find somebody who literally went cold turkey on something that was successful for them, on a routine that was working for them, that went cold turkey because they knew that that thing had a ceiling. And as long as they stayed doing that same thing, they will never reach the level that they were meant to live at or meant to be, never be the person they were meant to be, because they keep hitting their ceiling. Yes, it's good, but why be good when great is available? Why be great when legendary is available? So I'm on the hunt for different inspiration, whether it be podcasts, documentaries, you know, social media at times can even be good. I'm finding that healthy comparison, that healthy inspiration. I say healthy because, yes, those things can be unhealthy too at times. But I'm on the hunt for inspiration. Another thing that I do is physical activity. And I know a lot of you are on your physical activity game, and you can relate to this. Movement influences mood. Movement influences mood. Can I get an amen? Movement influences mood. So when I feel like I hit a plateau, I go challenge myself physically. I go do something I've never done before. To challenge myself, to show myself, bro, you got more inside you than you think. Bro, there's a next level in your life that you haven't experienced yet. Right? You got something in your life that needs to be unlocked. Let's go do something that we've never done before. I've talked about this over the years. I call it doing the impossible. I go do something that was once impossible, meaning that I've never done it before, to show myself that I am capable of doing things that I've never done before. And what does that do? It ignites confidence. What does that do? It ignites the right energy. What does that do? It puts me in the right headspace to know that there is more to my life. It dismisses the idea that I've been telling myself that this is it, or nothing's going to get better, or this is my final situation. This is my peak and I'm never going to go higher than this. This is my ceiling. I debunk that. And physical activity often for me is the thing that really, really becomes my sword in actually like cutting through all that nonsense that I'm telling myself, cutting through that story that's limiting. And so I'm going to seek that physical activity. And again, physical activity that challenges me, physical activity that I've never done before. And not to talk about the benefits that it gives, like the release of creativity that it gives, the release of ideas that it gives, the release of the bondage inside of your soul, because now you're open, right? You're not so tight. You're releasing. Man, I'm not going to get too deep in this. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? When it comes to physical activity. So physical activity is a go-to for me. And it also, when I'm not doing it by myself, it opens up opportunities for social interaction with people. So I might see somebody that is doing something crazy that inspires me too. I might have a conversation. I might get reminded of my greatness. I might get reminded of my capabilities. Or I might get reminded that, man, there's actually more to my life. I might see somebody crushing it in a certain area of their life, and I have a conversation with them, and they're like, yeah, I mean, I crushed it in this area, but now, you know what? I realize that I can be great all around. And I've had those conversations with people that are high-level CEOs that have reached their peak in that place, but they're challenging themselves in other areas. And what they told me is that the challenge in the other area doesn't always become successful, but it breaks this barrier that helps them achieve more in the area that they thought they reached their peak. It unlocks different things in their life. And so what I want you to do right now, okay? Because if you're feeling stuck, I want to tell you right now, it's a common experience. You are not alone. I've gotten a gazillion messages over the last year of people feeling stuck. It's a common experience. But it can also be a catalyst for growth and change. I want you to remember this and understand this. Remember that life, what's the best way I can put this? Life is a series of phases. And I think you can relate to that. Sometimes I'm feeling like, man, I know that there's more. Sometimes I feel like, man, is there more to my journey? Like, what's going on? Sometimes I feel on fire for life. Sometimes I feel like, I just feel like life is just blah. Like, I feel like life is eh. Sometimes I feel like life is amazing. Sometimes I just feel like, And I realize it is a season. And seasons change, moments change. But sometimes I make the mistake of allowing the moment to become my mood. And I allow the mood to become my character. And I allow the character to control my life, control my actions. And so I'm always having a conversation with myself. It's like, this is just a moment. And I do find identification in my life that reminds me, or should I say confidence, or should I say validation? That's a better word to put it. In my life, in my past. It's like, bro, you thought that this was it a million times. You thought this was it in college. You thought this was it in NFL. You thought this was it at the beginning of your career. You thought this was it. And it wasn't it. And it wasn't it because you challenged yourself. It wasn't it because you broke the routine. It wasn't it because you put yourself in different environments even when it was uncomfortable. It wasn't it because you network, you connect. It wasn't it because you got a mentor that showed you that it's not it. It wasn't it because you sought inspiration. You became hungry for inspiration. You tried new experiences. And another thing that I did as a bonus for you is like I educated myself, right? I learned new skills. I challenged myself, like I grew. I dove deeper into subjects of interest. Whether it be something that was totally left field or totally right field than what people thought I should do, what people thought that, like even with my music, and this is totally random, but even the music I listen to, like if you got in a car with me, you would see, like you, or should I say, you would expect something different probably. You'd be like, oh, Trent just listens to a certain type of music, but I listen to everything, and I got into country music. I mean, I'm a Texas boy, but I got more in the country. I just wanted to seek different, to spark different in my life, and it did. And so educating yourself is important, you know, because it can lead to a change in career. It can lead to a change in a hobby. It can just lead to a lot of change in your life. It could put you on a path that you didn't even know existed that's actually meant and right for your life. Another few ideas I would challenge you guys as we wrap up this episode is like, maybe go seek some professional guidance. You know, go find a mentor. Practice mindfulness and gratitude. That's really helped me to be able to sit and reflect and just understand, like, to debunk the myth that I'm putting on my life that this is it. Because what happens if you don't do it is that you start to have resentment. You start to have resentment for what's meant for your life. I've seen it. In parenthood, you start that resentment to your kids because you feel like your kids are just taking over your life, right? Because you keep staying in the same routine. I know it's hard to break certain routines, but you start that resentment to your kids. They ain't do nothing to you. You brought them into this world, but you start that resentment to them like, I can't live my life because I got to take care of yours. And it's unfair. Or you start that resentment to your spouse because you feel like, oh, I'm just a wife, or I'm just a husband. I'm just a provider. I'm just this. I'm just that. When you start talking, using that language, I'm just this, depression is coming. Plateau depression is in your near future. You know, maybe it's with your, there was a time in my journey where I'm like, man, I'm just the inspiration of people. And as crazy as that sounds, right? But that's the story I was telling myself. I'm just the inspiration to people. And I started to have resentment in my gift, resentment in my blessing. And that's when depression starts to take place. That's when you start to lose the energy towards life. That's when you start to just exist. And so you have to break that. And you got to break that by reminding yourself that, no, this just isn't it. There's more. No, I'm just not a this. I'm whatever I choose to be. And there's some titles that are coming from my life that I have no idea that are meant for me. But I am bigger than any title. I am bigger than any one situation. I'm bigger than any box that society tries to put me in. Because society wants to do that to you. Society wants to tell you, like, yeah, you're successful. That's all that you are. You can't do this. You can't do that. And I admire the people that go explore. And these are my final words to you today. Go explore. Go explore your more. Go explore what's in your soul. Go explore those dreams. Go explore those ideas. And it's not for you to be successful, quote unquote. It's for you to satisfy your soul. It's for you to remove the resentment in the blessings in your life. Because if you're just putting yourself in a box, and I know some people want to do that, but you got to take ownership over your life, and you got to say, I'm not just going to be this box. I'm going to take time for myself. I'm going to demand my worth. I'm going to set these boundaries. As we talk about and protect your peace, I'm going to do these things because I know if I don't, I'm going to hold resentment. And resentment is not fair to your blessings. It's just not. I want to just say this as we wrap this up. Remember that, like, change is possible at any moment. It's never too late to make a different choice or to take a new path. And it's only your final destination when you decide to stop moving forward, when you decide to stop seeking, when you decide to stop exploring. Go explore. Don't let plateau depression take over your life. Don't get to a point where you feel like and you give up and say, this is it. This is all I'm ever going to be. This is all they love me for. That's a story and a narrative that you cannot afford to put on your life. Because that's the first step to getting to a place where life becomes a burden instead of a blessing. There is more to your freaking life. You hear me? I promise you there's more. But you got to get uncomfortable. You got to break the routine. You got to do something different. You got to get outside the comfort zone. You got to switch things up. And I know switching things up are scary at times, especially when somebody loves you for a certain thing that you do, or people celebrate you for a certain thing that you do, or there's so much success tied to what you do. But if it's not benefiting your soul, if it's not igniting your soul, if it's killing your energy instead of giving you energy, you got to switch it up for you. You have to. And when you switch it up again, it might actually make the thing that you lost energy towards better. It might bring more appreciation to it, more ideas to it, a different perspective towards it. I don't know, but I do know you can't afford to say this is it, because it's not. Put your hand over your heart. Seriously, put your hand over your heart right now. You feel that heartbeat? It ain't it. You got some more to your life. But you got to be willing to please your soul, not just your success. But like I say it in every single episode, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Please share this episode. Record, screen record your favorite part. Put the audio up so people can hear it. Whatever you want to do, tag me at Trent Show, that Trent Show podcast. This episode that so many people are dealing with in your life that you probably don't even know, they're dealing with it. They're dealing with plateau depression and they need this episode. Thanks for the support. Leave a comment, rate it, all those good things. But most importantly, apply, y'all. Don't just listen, apply. And I know it can be scary to apply certain things. I know it can be hard to break the routine and do something different, but you got to, because application creates transformation. Let's get it. Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy.
all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trent Show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.